In the Goal Prayer Book, please turn to page 34. If you don't have the Goal Prayer Book, but you have a white binder, just turn to the first page with the daily prayers, and we'll chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra at the top of the page before the words daily prayers on page 34, three times. Taya ta om ne mune maha munaye soha taya ta om ne mune maha munaye soha taya ta om ne mune maha munaye soha. Then down below there's the word the four measurables, so let's read that in English one time. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. We'll turn the page to 37, and then you see four measurables chanting version, so we'll chant that. And if you have the white binder, it's just the words in Tibetan by the music notes. Sen chen tam che de wa dong de we gyu dong den par ju chi dung ya don du ya gi gyu dong de war ju chi dung ya me pe de Then right below there are two mantras. It's Tenrezig's mantra, the Buddha of Great Compassion. So let's chant that eight times. And then below that, Green Tara's mantra, the deity of enlightened activity. And let's chant that seven times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Okay, the children are welcome to go to their classes.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear? Oh, yeah. Maybe next few minutes we'll do single-pointed meditations, single-pointed meditation. And please try to place all your mental attentions on one single object, okay? You can use your breath in and out, focus on that. Then any mental image you can concentrate. So the the purpose of this meditation, single-pointed meditations, of course, you know, there's like temporary, like result. Then there's the highest level of single-pointed meditations called shamatha or karma biting. So when you reach that level, you know, so then resolve will be like physical fluency, a lot of physical flexibilities, you know, like happiness that produced by, you know, physical flexibilities will be very, very high. Then, you know, like mind, you know, so mental pliancy. So that's the ultimate result of single-pointed meditations. Ultimate result is physical pliancy and mental pliancy. The temporary result is how to make your mind calm and peaceful. Someday, chishi. So we try, okay, next couple of minutes. And we all try to see how single-pointed meditations makes our mind calm and peaceful. So single refers to one object, not multiple object. That's the not way to make your mind calm and peaceful. If you can concentrate in one single object, try to pull all your energy, mental energy, on that object. So then it will make your mind calm and peaceful. So next few minutes, we'll try that, okay? That's almost 2 hours. Maybe we'll do it again one more time. Okay, so rest a little bit, then do it again one more time. So during the single-pointed meditation, what we need, that's most one important things, what we need. We need what we call introspections. You know, separate set of mind observe whole meditations. So, you know, if the mind start to wander, or maybe, you know, excited, so then need to bring back, gentle need to bring back on the focus. Then if the mind is on the objects, so then no need to analyze. You know, so but that separate set of awareness should be there, must be there to absorb all meditations. So minute mind start to wander, maybe you hear some sound, or maybe you remember something from last night, last week, or maybe wondering, you know, did I lock my car? So they're like, you know, and when your mind start to wander, they need to bring it back to object. So then see, then please, you know, does it really make your mind calm and peaceful? So then see, then you can find out. You know, if you do single-pointed meditation, then you can find out whether that's true or not, okay? So maybe this time, you know, we all do breathing meditation, 21 breathing meditations. So that's like single-pointed meditations. So you first exhale, then inhale, one. So we are going to do this next couple of minutes, serious as we can be. No, so because it's for our mind, and we are here doing experiment. You know, this meditation is experiment. Whether that makes my mind really calm or not, we need to do meditation. That's the only way to find out. So I don't mean with this full of stress. You know, I mean it's like do it well. You know, we try to do it well. Okay. Exhale. Inhale. So if you find out, that's also important. If you find out before meditations, you know, so best is positive mind, that's the best, you know, state of mind to do any form of meditations. If not, neutral. Disturbing mind, that's not good state to start meditations. So therefore, when we do breathing meditation, that also helps too. That's another purpose. Sit comfortably, so then, you know, watch your breath, exhale, inhale. Each time you inhale, then count, please count, one. Exhale, inhale, count, that's two. Exhale, inhale, that's three, okay? Do that, you know, 21 times, and see how it goes. Then, as I said, you know, so the separate awareness needs to be there, what we call introspections, observe whole meditations. The mind start to get excited or wander, they need to bring back to the focus. Okay, or maybe next few minutes again. What do you think? It's beneficial? Huh? You think it's beneficial?
Thank you. Thank you, Geshe-la. Oh. That particular technique seems pretty unnatural to me. I started meditating, breathing in and out, and uh-huh. would label that one. And then I could rest in the out-breath, and so sort of slowly meditate that way. Counting out and then in mm-hmm. as one mm-hmm. seems unnatural. It's like I'm swimming upstream.
Mm-hmm.
Is the purpose of that to really have to focus, really more focus than the other way? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. So then, if you count, it's easy to recognize whether your mind is wandering or not, because you are very focused on counting 21. And if you, say, okay, if you exhale, inhale, maybe first one, then two, then three, so then you exhale, then you say four, that's wrong, right? You inhale, you count. So there's a way to identify whether your mind is really focused or not. Make sense? Then you count. That's why you count. Otherwise, we do breathe 21,000 times a day. We breathe in and out 21,000 times a day. Are we aware even 21 times? It's not like we don't breathe, we do breathe. So now the counting, of course the 21 breathing meditation, the counting is very important, very important. You count, in and out. But, at the beginning, you kind of exhale forcefully, then inhale, forcefully. Eventually it has to be very natural, because we do breathe. It's very simple, easy to learn. And it serves two purposes. One is what you call Sesame Street. You heard of Sesame Street? It seems like there's many of them. It's only one or there's many?
No, there's many.
Oh, there's many. The one
that...
TV show that's on. Oh, so maybe. One that you show me, what is that called?
Bernie borrows a vacuum cleaner.
Are you familiar? Ernie borrow vacuum cleaners.
Maybe you can tell the story.
I don't remember, it's kind of like 15-minute long stories. Maybe, so very interesting. There's no person, there's two puppets talking. Before anything happened, there's so many things happening, there's so many stories. Before borrowing the vacuum cleaner, this whole thing is about borrowing vacuum cleaner from the neighbors. And before that, you make up all the stories. No, not nice stories, all the worst-case scenario stories. So that's then 21 breathing meditations to stop. Stop that mind to create stories. We call Namtok. Tibetan word called Namtok. It's not, they are saying, if you live with a chain of Namtok, chain of, there's not just one, many, then there will be no happiness, because that not just one, chain, many, like chain here. So the 21, there are, different kinds of difficulties people experience. Some people has more problems with the mind, they start to create stories all the time. So then 21 breathing meditations serve to help you to minimize the stories. Or the TV show, Sesame Street TV show. Oh. And not just that, also help you to improve your concentrations to solve true purpose. Some people have a lot of problems with attachments, so this particular meditation is dedicated for that. Some people has problems with the pride, so that certain meditation is dedicated for that, to help. Oh. So this 21 breathing meditation is dedicated for that, how to minimize or stop, you know, so that namtok or maybe mental stories, not necessarily always is 99 is kind of like negative, you know, stories the mind just created. Then where to stop that, then concentrate on your breath. Mm. So the second, you know, develop your concentrations. The more your concentrations, your focus become better, the calmer the mind is going to be. You know, the mind is going to be more calm and peaceful. So how we know? We need to do meditations. Then that's how we know, how we can tell whether it's work or not. We need to do. We don't need to do. When we do, so then do it well, you know. So otherwise, it's just a waste of time. Mm. So as I said, you know, before you do any meditation, if you find out your mind is kind of disturbed, then you exhale forcefully, like forcefully. Then imagine that, you know, the disturbing thought goes out of your body, then out of the house, then out of the universe. Huh? When I say that, what do you think? When I say exhale forcefully, imagine your disturbing thought goes out of your body, out of the room, out of the universe. What do you think? What do you think? Huh? You know, what we think, it matters. No? Imaginations, no? Yeah. No, what we think does matter, no? You know, imagining something. So that is, as I said last Sunday, you know, be present, be within, be present, you know. Not just you, all of our life, all of, you know, including myself, all of our life, you know, like very much caught up with the memory of the past, you know, and like too much of them, you know, just worry about the futures. Future, we don't know. Generally speaking, I'm not saying that nobody knows, but, you know, there are some highly realized beings, probably they do know, you know, there's a different level of concentration. If you develop, it allows you to see 500 past, 500 before. So there's no exception, as an exception. Generally speaking, future is unknown. Past is past. It's gone. No, nobody going to see. It's gone. No, what we have today, present. This is what we have. So then being present. Oh. What Shanti Deva said, like, Milam Nyamzo Nyowashis, Milam is dream. It's like dream. So all kinds of things happen in the dream when you wake up. It's just memories. While you're dreaming and you thing, you know, it's just really serious, it's kind of like vivid, real, and all kind of emotions rise. The minute you wake up, it's just memory. I'm just repeating here, I'm not just making this up. Shanti Deva said, you know, like around 7th century, many, many centuries ago, you can read the books, it's already translated in English, called Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. Milam Nyamso Nyowashi Ngubo Kanda Kangchebas, whatever you did, whatever, you know, jobs or vacations, you know, like school, whatever you did, you know, like traveling, do all kinds of things, you know, which people do, you know. Whatever you know, you have done, you did, Milam Nyamso Nyuwa Shingubo Kanda Kang Cheba Tede Tembe Yudu Chus. It's become just become like memory. It's just become like memory, like dream. When you wake up, it's just memory, you know. Tede Tembe Yudu Chus. Then it just become part of the memory. So Deba Tamje Tomin Chus. All the past, nobody could see. It's just part of the memory. There's nothing to see. No, just remember that. What you see now, that's what you see. Future, you don't see. Generally speaking, you don't see. It does not mean, no, does not mean, oh, should not think of a future. It doesn't mean like that. Should not worry. Should not worry about futures, no. Because there's nothing we can do. The Shanti Deva said, if there's something you can do while you worry, just do it. No? If there's nothing you can do while you worry, no? Kalde chiyosu, you don't need to tell me. Kalde chiyosu, you don't tell me. If there's something you can do, you just do. No? If there's nothing you can do while you worry. It's all about mind. So therefore, you know, this 21 breathing meditation is to how to be present or be within. Be within, be present. So, so then counting is to help you to define whether you are concentrating or not. But that does not mean that you have to count. You don't have to count. The most here, the point is to. Long as you are whole, your mental energy is there, so then probably no need to count. That's most important. That's most important. That's most important. Placing all your mental energy onto one single object. Long as your mind, all mental energy is on breathing, then no need to worry about counting them. Counting them. And then make sure that there's separate set of awareness absorbing entire meditation process, what we call technically it's called introspections. Introspections, So like walking at the park with the friends. You are aware of the friends' conversation, at the same time you are aware of the path. Path? No, otherwise you probably step on friend's feet. Then that's not good. So you are aware of person, friend, and the path, like that. You're entirely looking like that, like kind of like bird view, their mind awareness, like watching. So if your mind start to wander or get excited, usually excitement mind caused by some form of attachment that causes excitement mind. Wonder mind is not necessarily caused by attachment. It could be caused by anger or pride or all kind of things. But excitement mind mainly caused by some form of attachments. So then it goes round and round. Then you just go with the flow. Then you're sitting. Then it's what I call chicken meditations. You just sit like chicken by mind. The elephant is long gone. Elephant, there's no mind, there's like elephant, it's gone, it's not here. You're just sitting there, So then like squirrel, they can sit much better than we do on the small branch. Put their tail on their head. Sometimes they go like this. Not long time, then they all kind of things. So, this is just sitting. This is not meditation, it's just sitting. This is just called sitting positions. If the elephant is gone, then there's no meditation. Doesn't matter how serious you look from outside, the elephant is walking around the flea market, looking for something. So that's why need to tie elephant like mind, need to tie that on object, one single object. Then see, people you hear in America, people like to do experiment. So then good, so you can find out whether that makes your mind calm or not. Okay. So then, you know, when you become good at, you know, this breathing meditations, then you can combine that meditation with, you know, giving and taking practice, giving and taking practice. Wonderful practice. This is one of the beautiful practice, giving and taking, tong len. Then when you exhale, and you exhale out of loving kindness, see, you exhale all the goodness, you exhale all the goodness. Oh. So there's one song, imagine there's no world, there's no country. Oh, imagine if what we imagine does matter. Oh. So this stolen break is like imagining, you know, just when you exhale out of loving kindness, you are sending all your three times merit, make sense? Merit, positive energy that you created by doing, saying something nice, or doing something nice, thinking something nice. That's called gyawa. Result will be happiness. That's called merit, you know, result will be happiness. Or saying something negative, hitting people, doing physical some negative, thinking something negative, result, suffering. Action doesn't matter, actions. Action doesn't matter. That's why people, you know, so action is like a wild wave. And then powered by disturbing thought, then it has negative impact on everybody. Huh? Not one single being in samsara has, you know, happy all the time. It's impossible. It's impossible. That sounds good, perhaps doesn't sound good, but that's the reality, you know. So, you know, you can't be happy all the time. You cannot be happy. That's the reality. You cannot be happy all the time. That's the reality. We need to accept that. Accept. If you want to be happy all the time, you need to liberate yourself. You need to liberate from yourself from the disturbing thought. You need to liberate yourself from disturbing thought. Then that is ultimate happiness. Because there's no more disturbing thought, then why you get unhappy? There's no reason. See? So that's, you know, easy to say than done. easier said than done. In this case, I'm the one who's saying it. You are also welcome to sit here to say the same thing. So, this is important because there's many, many unrealistic expectations. One day you are happy, one day you are not happy. What is that? That is the nature of samsara. It not mean like you are doing something negative or something wrong. Not just you, everybody else. There's reason why you should show compassion. There's ground for that. Because everybody's going through something every day. You know, not just you, everybody. Billionaire president of the United States, newborn child, between that, all of them. Businessman, CEO, all of them. You know. Doesn't mean when you become CEO, doesn't mean that you liberate yourself from disturbing thought. No, not at all. You could live in the cave in Dharamsala, middle of nowhere. You have full of joy in your mind. But, you know, physically there's nothing much. So there's nothing wrong. I want to be happy. Yeah? So now question is how? How you can be happy? How? I want to be my mind to be calm and peaceful. Now question is how? Maybe I go to Harister, maybe I say, what do you call? Yeah, have a drink. There's another way, there's a couple of shots. <laughs> There's America, we have seen a couple of shots. how long you need to do that, how long, and when, how often you need to do that. Now you know, this only like one time a year. That's not bad. That's not that bad. I will also do the same thing. If there's a once a year, I will do the same thing. Couple of short to help. Life is, sorry to say, that's the reality, but life is not going to be happy all the time. Even though somebody says, oh, you are going to be happy all the time. No, it's not true. It's not true. You know, so as I said, if you are seriously thinking about, oh, I don't want to, I want to be happy all the time, liberate. Liberate yourself from disturbing thought for good. So then there will be no more, no problems. There will be no more problems. Oh. That doesn't mean, oh, we never will enjoy happiness. We do enjoy happiness, but that's the most important and the best way to do this through mind. So much happening because of mind, not because of physical body. Physical body, how often you get, no, like physical problems, no, and there's a lot of solutions. But here, a lot of things happening, but not much, not many solutions. No? So many aisles in the grocery store, Sam's Club, Costco, BJ, Food Line, Harris Teeter, Trader Joe, oh my, there are so many of them, you know, so many. Easy to go there, there are many, many aisles all dedicated. Is there anything for mind? Is there anything for mind? No. But you are fully capable, you are fully capable to solve that by thinking, okay, thinking is positive. Oh. So going back to the breathing meditation, so, so you can combine that with giving and taking practice. Breathe out of loving kindness and breathe in out of compassion. Then that's called Tonglen practice. You sent. You sent out of loving kindness. Then you take out of compassion. Out of compassion. So the taking part is a little bit complicated. So you can just do. Give. You can just give. Breathe out of loving kindness. You know, when you think about the six perfections, the first perfection is called perfection of generosity. Doesn't mean, you know, that when you're practicing that, doesn't mean, you know, you can eliminate all the hunger in the world. Everything happening based on reason, no reason. Yeah, this is very noble thought. Oh, I'm going to eliminate all the hunger in the world. This is very noble thought. Reality is a little bit different. Reality. Oh. That doesn't mean you cannot think. No, there's like just sitting there, my three times marriage, my body, my positions, all of that. You are just imagining, transforming those into. If somebody needs water, you just transform them to water. If someone needs clothes, you are transforming them to clothes. If somebody needs shelter, you need to transform them to shelter. You know, that's how this fast preparation practice has been done. You know, it doesn't mean like you go to, you know, places and try to give them. It's not like that. You just sit there and just imagining. Out of loving kindness, you know, your three time marriage, your body, your possessions, you are transforming that into, you know, whatever they needed. No water, shelter, food. You just imagine that. That's called Tonglen practice. Okay. Huh? Just want to share that with you. Then, sorry, that today this introduction took a little more place time. So, so now, please, would you mind to introduce yourself to each other? sorry, that's a little bit late. Happy Father's Day. So then now, last two Sundays, we don't have time to have discussions. We divide the group, so then have some kind of discussions.
So Geshe has suggested, the topics that he's talked about this morning. So maybe talking about single-pointed concentration or else about Tonglen. And I suppose you could be discussing the benefits, if you've done it, the challenges, if you haven't done it, questions you have about doing it. So, did you want in small groups, Geshe, or to pass the mic around? Okay, so maybe 4 or 5 people in a group, and so yeah, just break into small groups. Are people clear about the topic? Have ideas about things to discuss? No. Okay, I can say it again. So for single-pointed concentration, you could talk about the benefits of it or challenges you have if you try it, or if you haven't tried it, questions you have about doing it. And then same for Tonglen, the taking and giving practice. The benefits of it, challenges you have if you're doing it, questions you have if you haven't tried it. And I'll walk around if you have questions too. So, and Lama Wa. Yeah, we'll both make the rounds if you have questions. So just break into maybe 4 or 5 people and we'll talk for a little bit.
Get visitors.
No, there's not. So fantastic discussions going on, the bits and pieces that I heard. So does anybody have anything they want to share from their group?
Hi. The biggest advice I've ever had, the best advice I've ever had for meditating is actually from Andre, who is here, or isn't here today, but usually is just to have compassion for yourself while you're breathing. If you get off track, have compassion for yourself. Don't beat yourself up. And another thing was to identify the things that are distracting us, such as a dog barking. Okay, you identify it and say, okay, that's a dog barking, back to breath, instead of ignoring it, where that takes up so much energy and you're beating yourself up because you hear it and you want to focus on the breathing, but yet there's a dog barking. So for him to explain to me, just identify it. Say, okay, that's a dog barking. Let's go back to, meditating. Let's go back to the breath. Let's go back to thinking about what we really need to be doing. And that has helped tremendously for just keeping focused on the breath and just, making sure that you have the best intentions for your meditation also. But that's it.
I was late getting here, very late, but I'm glad I came because lately I've been going through my own struggles. All my life, I've wanted to accomplish certain things, and invariably, things would get in the way. I would lose concentration. I'd get sidetracked to something else, which would lead to something else, and I've had projects sitting on the shelf for years before I would ever get back to them. Boy, talk about organization. But recently I've developed a sense that I really need to organize myself. Oh, I'm great at organizing things, helping other people to organize their lives. My own life has been, that's a different story. But as I ponder my own organization, my own importance of what I need to do, and I'm not talking about pridefulness or anything like that. It's just that each one of us have something important that we need to do in our lives if we have the time, energy, and focus to accomplish it. So for myself, I finally come to realize that if I don't take care of what I need to do, the rest of my life is going to be like my past leading up to this point, and I'll still be messed up. And I don't mean messed up, you know, completely. It's just, it would really be nice to be able to accomplish something that I know I need to do. And I've just really struggled with that. But coming here, I just want to express my gratitude. I really have a sense of peace. It's like a haven through what I've been experiencing the last few weeks, and even what little I've caught here this morning, I see it as a great benefit for what I can take with me and use it to move forward with the balance of my life. So I appreciate that. So thank you very much.
In the goal book, please turn to page 246. And if you have the white binder, just it's on the back of that page. So it's the page that you were reading from. And we'll read the dedication from Master Shantideva, 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Good morning. A couple of quick announcements. If you're a visitor and would like to learn a little bit more about the center, we have a visitor orientation and Q&A coming up, and it'll meet in the back of the Gampa. Steve Hale here will be answering your questions. Also, you'll see we have this beautiful altar of offerings to the 21 Taras. We had Tara practice here last night, and if anybody would like to help take that down this morning, that would be really wonderful, and I can get you started. Also, Geshla spoke a little bit this morning about the mind of giving, developing that mind of generosity that wants to turn everything we have, our merit, our wealth, our property, into whatever others need. And we can't literally, of course, at this time, stop all hunger. We can't stop all disease. We can't save all lives. But we do have an opportunity next month to do something very practical that is of benefit to others. And as our offering to His Holiness on His birthday, July 6th, we're hosting here at Kanapa Center a blood drive. So between 2 and 6:30 in the afternoon, there's an opportunity to give blood, and we're going to have the beds right here in the Gampa so we can be in the presence of our spiritual inspiration while we are making that offering to help others. So the information on, you need to register online, and I encourage you to be part of this, and we can then tell His Holiness when He comes in October that we made this offering for Him. So thank you. That's a great question. The question was, if you can't physically be here on that day, can you donate elsewhere and dedicate it to our drive? I'm going to ask the Red Cross about that, because that's an excellent question. We would love to make it as convenient as possible. So we'll find out about that and let you know. Thank you.
Can anybody come? Can we ask friends?
Oh, yes. Another good question. Can we ask our friends and family and neighbors? And yes, 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 yes. Yes, please.